During our coverage last week of the death of Tony Robinson, an unarmed, black 19-year-old man who was shot by a white Madison police officer, questions arose for some listeners about diversity training for police officers.
To find out how that works, we've asked the Madison Police Department's Captain of Training, Tom Snyder, to join us for insight into how officers are trained. Captain Tom Snyder, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So what does this look like? What kind of diversity training do officers receive in your department?
Well, it depends when they've been hired. But for the last several years, I can tell you that we've spent about 50 hours devoted to topics in the Recruit Academy related to cultural competence, judgment under the radar, implicit bias, serving the mentally ill, and topics such as those. That's standard for all of our police recruits. In addition to that, we spend another about 30 hours on a topic known as professional communications. That's training where we allow officers to become better at their active listening skills, develop strategies for dealing with difficult circumstances, understanding the barriers to effective communication, and so on. Because this is obviously a job where communication is probably the number one skill that we can have.
You mentioned unrecognized racial bias. What kind of training is involved in trying to tackle unconscious bias that unconscious an officer might not be aware of coming in?
Absolutely. And we recognize that from the very get-go. We all have our own biases. We've been working with University of Wisconsin. One PhD candidate by the name of Patrick Forsher has been teaching at our police academy for the last several years. He discusses implicit bias. He takes new officers through an implicit bias test and exercises and really challenges our recruits to identify and understand how biases all affect us, because we understand that they do, and we have to be familiar with those biases.
Now, Tom, here's maybe an unconscious bias of my own, but I think, you know, based on years of police and movies and TV shows, I might imagine the response of some officers being, great, another training, I got to get through it and then get back out on the job. What's the reception, what's the response from officers going through these various diversity trainings?
Well, that's a good point, and there's probably some truth to that. But, you know, I have to say, the Madison Police Department is a very unique agency among police departments. We're really best defined by who we are. We have recruits that average an age of 28 to 29 years old when they apply to our department. We have a very educated workforce. In fact, our next recruit class, all candidates will have a bachelor's degree, and about 20% have graduate degrees. So we're getting new officers ingrained into our department that have often, this is a second career. They've been doing other things. We have a very high percentage of women in our police department, the highest in the nation. So we're very conscious about who we recruit, how we recruit, and how we train these officers when they come to our department. So, again, it's not maybe your standard police department, but then Madison's not your typical city either. So we believe that we have a very well-educated, diverse workforce that represents the community. So, you know, maybe there'll be some people that roll their eyes at some training that we have, but I think we take it seriously here. We do for recruits as well as for the veteran officers that are on our department.
Now, these are trainings that happen, I imagine, in a meeting room, a conference room of some sort, maybe theoretical. Do you think these make a difference when police are out on the job responding to a call or patrolling in their neighborhood?
Absolutely. And we call them courageous conversations that we have about race. And I think that is very valuable to talk about these things. And like I said, so we know our biases, and we can problem solve, and we can put ourselves in situations. And one thing that is very important to us, and I think it's growing in the whole community, law enforcement community, is scenario-based training. We spend a significant amount of our time in the academy, as well as in more in-service type training, dealing with scenario situations where officers are expected to problem solve, they're expected to respond, they're expected to communicate, just like they would in the street, in the field, going to a call for service. So it's not just sitting in a classroom, it's actually doing something and engaging.
Now, you mentioned Madison being a unique city, but one thing it shares with a lot of Wisconsin, issues like achievement gaps between white and black students, disproportionate incarceration rates between white and black residents of the city, the county, and the state as a whole. How does that affect the police department's work in general and the training police officers receive?
Well, that's a very big question and something I certainly can't answer in a short time, nor do I have the answer to that question. We recognize that. We know that there's a disparate impact in this community, in this county, and in the state in general when it comes to incarceration rates. That's something we spend a lot of time talking about in the academy. In fact, we have Dr. Prey from the Wisconsin Innocence Project who comes in and talks about the work of his organization. We have representatives from the Nehemiah organization who come in and talk to our judgment under the radar trainings and teach our officers the kind of work they do. So we are very conscious about these issues. You know, from your typical police officer's perspective in the city of Madison, we are so call-driven. We're not out looking for problems. Problems seem to find us. We get called to scenarios. We get called to situations, and we're asked to resolve those in the best possible manner. So it's a very complicated issue, and certainly something that it doesn't just affect the police department, but in the school system, in housing, you name it. This is an issue that needs to be addressed.
Briefly, as we wrap up, a police-involved shooting here in Madison got a lot of national attention. Does this put a new focus for your department on these kinds of trainings?
Yes, it does, and I think it should. There's been a lot of media attention, as you speak of. There's public scrutiny of our police department, and to be honest, we understand that. We appreciate that. The community should be asking questions. There's a lot of questions asked about our curriculum, about our policies and procedures. The truth is, a lot of our use of force materials come directly from constitutional law, as well as the state training and standard mandates. We don't necessarily create some of those policies. Those are created for us at a state level, and we implement them. So there is some wiggle room there for the policies and procedures we come up with, but a lot of that is at a different level than your local police department.
Tom, thanks a lot for joining us today. That's Tom Snyder, captain of training with the Madison Police Department. He's been an officer there for 26 years.